and I should have stayed closer to Ferguson. He cried out something to me just then, a few words of warning that ended abruptly in a gasp and the thud of a falling body. Tall cabinets blocked my view as I yelled his name and rushed to the aisle he had taken, and saw a nightmare lurching towards me. Instead of hands, the man had foot-long serrated blades, a bizarre metal cage enclosed the head, held in place by several pins that pierced the scalp. The mouth gaped, wet and toothless, and the eyes were pits of insane torment. I spun and dived to the equipment bags, hands immediately finding the laser cutter. Dragging it out, I dashed along the middle aisle between cabinet rows. As my fingers sought the ignition, I heard a voice coming from shadows at the other end of the room. "Hide! Run! Hide!" Then saw a figure step into view. Another tortured grotesque. A metal visor covered the man's upper face with a lattice mesh where the eyes would be. This one still had both hands, but they were clenched and lashed up with plastic strapping, which also bound three hook-tipped metal rods to the lower arms, jutting over the backs of the fists. Murmuring his warning, he moved towards me, arms raised. The laser cutter came to life, its beam blazing suddenly in the gloom, partly shielded by the L-guard. I raised it, thinking to parry with it, but the visored slave of the command AI slowed suddenly, lowered one of those hook clusters, and, without hesitation, tore out his own throat. I stared in horror as blood gouted down his chest and he fell to his knees, made a wet choking sound, then collapsed. There were dragging footsteps behind me and a grunt of effort. Instinctively, I ducked and swung the cutter round, connecting high on the other cyborg's leg. He let out a terrible hoarse howl and pulled away. I staggered back against the cabinets, laser cutter raised as I began to retreat. The man was bleeding profusely from the hip, but still he lunged towards me, swinging those serrated blades. I dodged one and parried the other, the cutter beam slicing into the arm. My attacker screamed horribly again and spun away, blood spilling from the wounded arm. The air stank of cooked meat. The implant slave slipped in the blood underfoot and went down, but the command AI was still in control, so he crawled in my direction, thrusting with the other blade. I stamped down with one foot, trapping it, and with the other, God help me, I kicked his head and kept kicking until he stopped moving. Gasping for breath, I leaned against the cabinet, surveying the blood-spattered aisle, the contorted bodies, but I could not let weariness and horror overwhelm me. I left the carnage and went to check Ferguson. He was dead, staring, his throat laid open by a single slash. I crouched down next to his still form for a moment, then I closed his eyes and went to get the thermite charges. The main power coupling fed electricity from the generator core to the shipwide junctions, including Upper Forward, the location of the bridge and the main AI systems. I had two thermite charges, which I fixed inside the coupling compartment at either end of the exposed conduit. I set the timers and retreated to the other end of the room. As I crouched at the end of one tall cabinet, I saw movement at the entrance hatch window. Another cyborged crew member fumbling at the handle, which was now fully locked.